We have a Machlokish, Rish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav and Shmuel. Person made a neder when something was in his Rishos, and then it went out of his Rishos, whether it remains also or not. So the Gemara says now, Mikomo Komkasha. Right, Lamaisa, we have sources that say that the Issa remains even after it goes after his Rishos. So how could Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan say not like that? So Moses says, Ela ben chosim elu kule amelo plige. Everybody holds that where he said stam nechosim, and they were in his Rishos, and then they went out of his Rishos, they remain also. Even Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan hold in that case it remain also. Ki plige ben chosai, where he said specifically my nechosim. So Rav Shmuel Savrei Lo Shnon Nechosim Eilu Lo Shnon Nechosai Adam Oser Oser. It doesn't make a difference if he said my Nechosim, since they were his Nechosim when he made them Oser, they remain Oser even though they're not his Nechosim, even if he said Nechosai. And Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish Savrei Nechosim Eilu Adam Oser Nechosai Ein Adam Oser, where he said Nechosim Eilu. So he meant it blanket, no matter whose nechosim they are, he has the power to asser them, and they remain asser even when they go out of his rishos. But if he specified nechosai, he meant only to asser them as long as they were his. Then subsequently they go out of his rishos, their mutter. Mora says, Umi kaman diomer loshon al chosim elu, velo loshon al nechosai. That can't be the answer. Is there anybody who holds? We'll see. There's a Mishnah that says there's no difference between the Chosai and the Chosim Eilu. In any case, it remains Aser. So you can't say that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish hold that if they said Nechosim, it becomes Mutter. V'hotnan ha'omer l'chaveru konem l'toch beischo shani nichnas. Person made a nether. I Aser myself from going into your house. Sodcho shani lokeach. I won't buy your field. Mace Oshem Machru La'acher, if the person died or he sold the field to somebody else, Mutter, then it's Mutter. L'bayez Zeh Shani Nichnas Sodezu Shani Lokeach Mace Oshem Machru La'acher Osir. Right, and what's it called, if he said this house or this Soda, right, then if it was sold or the person died, then it's what's it called, still Osir. Rashi. Mikomakum kasha kedamrinan iba high time of plige lift the gum mechosim elu. Right, if lemaisa they're arguing what's it called, it is shaila whether something that you aser can remains aser even if it goes out of your rishos, then they should say they should have argued by mechosim elu, bigger chiddush. Even where I said these mechosim, I didn't say my mechosim. Still, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish holds mutter after it goes out of his rishos. They're only arguing in the case where he said, what's it called, Nechosai. Ela ben Nechosim Eilu Kuliam Lo Plige. Demash ben Nechosim Eilu La'olam. Where he said, Stam Nechosim, it remains Osir, even if after it goes out of the Rishos. Ki Plige Domer ben Nechosai. Where he said specifically, My Nechosim. Rav Yochan Vishlok Esavre Heche Domer Nechosai Ein Ladam Osir. There, it doesn't remain Osir when it goes out of his Rishos, since he specified only when it's mine. Dinechosai mashma kozman shein bershusi. For Rav Shmuel Savri afilu omer nechosai odom oser dover. And Rav Shmuel hold no, even though he said my nechosim, since they became oser when they were his nechosim, they remain oser even when they're not his nechosim. Konim l'tok beischo shani nichnas kozman shu beischo. Da havidum ye dinechosai olecho kivin shemes balabayis o shemachro la oso bayis la'acher mutter likonis bo da hashtenu shalom. It says b'feirish that where he said beischo, which is like nechosai, that it becomes mutter afterwards. Avol omer l'bayis zeh shani nichnas to have imashven nechosim elu de ko aser habayis alav la'olam afal pi shemes o machro la'acher aser likonis bo. Alma deshani bein nechosai l'nechosim. You see a Mishnah that says the difference between where you said specifically nechosai and where you said stam nechosim. V'heichi ko omer Ravu Shmuel lo shnon nechosai lo shnon nechosim. Daughter, also, how could you say that's the machlokas? And Rav and Shmuel hold that even what's called nechosai, even nechosim elu remain aser, Right? You see, not like that. You see, a Mishnah says not like that. So Mara says, therefore, you have to learn the machlokas differently. Ela ki amri Rav Yochanan Vish Lakish bin Echosai. V'Rav Shmuel bin Echosim Eilu v'lo pligi. Right? That really, there's no machlokas over here. And when did Rav Yochanan Vish Lakish say that it's mutter after he, what's it called, gives it up? That's if he said Nechosai. And Rav Shmuel are talking b'nechosim elu, that's where it's aser. But everybody would agree if he said nechosai, that after, if it doesn't become his nechosim, goes out of his reshus, it's mutter. And everybody would hold that if he said nechosim elu, after it goes out of his reshus, it's mutter. Okay, weiter. Uvishvias, ein yorel tosodeu. By shvias, when shvias comes, the things, what's it called, are hefker now. So if he made the nether during Shvias, now we're learning like that. Now if he made the nether before Shvias and then Shvias came, it remains Aser. But if he made the nether during Shvias, so he can't Aser something that's not his. So the Peiris are Mutter, but he can't go into the field. So it says, Maishno the Ochel min Anotos, the Peiris Defkeri Inun, Aranomi Afkara. The Karak is also Hefker. The Torah said you can walk into somebody else's field without his permission and eat the fruit during Shvias. So just like you can eat the fruit because the issue wasn't chal on the fruit because it wasn't his reshus, the issue wasn't chal on the karka either. So why shouldn't you be able to go into his reshus? Omar Ula, ba'om di milonis alak vulin. So Ula says it's talking where you don't have to go into the field to get the fruit. The field's not hefker. It's only hefker lagabi eating the fruit. But if the fruit in the other guy's field is accessible without going into the field, you have no right to go into the field. The heter of going into the field is only to eat the fruit. If you're not going into the field to eat the fruit, you don't need to go into the field, then there's no heter. The fruit is hefker no matter what, where it is. But the field isn't hefker. You can't go take somebody else's field. But you're allowed to go into the field to eat the fruit. And if you don't have to go into the field, then it's awesome. No, it's talking even where the fruit is in the field. And really you'd be allowed to go in. But we're afraid that after you get the fruit, you won't go out right away. You'll stay there and eat the fruit, which you have no heter to be in the field unless it's to get the fruit. And therefore, what's it going to make a gzera? You can't go in to get the fruit because we're afraid you'll stay there even after you have the fruit. Rashi, ba'omdi milonis alakvulim, l'chutz, shiyochul litlosh min ha'peros in bachutz. You could take the fruit without going into the field. Mishum hachi enu yore, dehad rachmona afkrei la'ara gabi shvias l'tzorech achila, ve'achshav v'hoya nichnas l'tzorech achila. Torah wasn't mafker the karka, the Torah was only mafker the peiros, but it was mafker the karka l'gabi going into somebody's field and eating the fruit, but not for any other purpose. Reb Shimon Ilokim Omer, hodik tani ochel min anotos, vadi kedekomras. That which it says if the fruit is not in the necessarily, it's accessible even not from the field, vadi can't go in. He adds that even if the fruit is in the field, and you have to go into the field to eat it, still you can't go into the field. Why? Because enochinami mi ikur adin, going into the field is mutter, because the karkas hefker lagabe eating the fruit. But we're afraid you'll eat the fruit and then you'll stay in the field for a while and you'll be nehenna from the drisas haregel, which now is aser because the karka is not hefker. It was just hefker that you could go in there and eat the fruit. Now you've eaten the fruit, you're not allowed to be nehenna from it anymore. So they make gzeira that you can't go in because we're afraid that you'll end up staying too long. Mishnah. Hamudar hanomi chadero lo yashilenu velo yishal mimenu. A person who is usher to have hanoa from someone else, so he can't loan him things or borrow things from him. The words in discuss, why can't somebody who's usher b'hanoa loan something to a guy, to the other guy? Right, what hanoa do I get by loaning you something? Lo yaldenu v'lo yilavu mimenu. Can't give him money, right? Loan him money or borrow money from him. Same question. Lo yimkor lo v'lo yikach mimenu. can't sell him something nor buy something from him. Rashi Hamudar Anomi Chaver Lo Yashilo Sheila BeKalim Halva BeMos. Right, when it comes to kalim, that's called borrowing, and when it comes to money, it's called loaning. Okay, so we have three things: you can't borrow, loan, or sell, or buy, or then the opposite of the borrowing, selling, and loaning. Okay.
Someone lends something to someone.
Yeah, but we said all till now, Hanos Mitzvah is not called a Danah.